stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Comedy History 101.
They haven't worked anything out for themselves. It's my barbecue sauce.
Your barbecue sauce.
My barbecue sauce. Haven't you ever noticed after people have some of my barbecue sauce, after a while when it kicks in, they get all huggy-buggy?
Oh, stop.
I'm dead serious. Haven't you ever noticed that after one of my barbecues and they have the sauce, people want to get right home? Let me tell you something else. I got a cup of it up on the night table. And
oh my. Oh. Someone on YouTube put in parentheses for the title of this is Barbaquaaludes.
Oh my god, dude. Well, I think before we even started talking, I sent you, looks like somebody is, one of the Wikipedia editors has helpfully updated the entry on Bill Cosby. Do you want to, can we read the new Bill Cosby Wikipedia entry as of today?
Yeah, but first, if you just tuned in, welcome. This is another episode of
Comedy History 101.
Where we school you in comedy. And I, of course, am Harmon Leon. And with me, as always, listening to that clip, which was episode number 3, season 7 of The Cosby Show, is my co-host, Scott Colonico. How are you, Scott?
I'm pretty good, Harmon. How are you doing? I'm just finishing my barbecue sauce.
Man, it's just been I'm just so grim on humanity with the Kavanaugh hearings, and now we are launching into a very, I don't know, not very special episode. An episode on one of prison's newest inmates, Bill Cosby, who was sent to prison this week for 3 to 10 years for serial raping people.
Yeah, so we had a do you have that in front of you right now? I just, because I've noticed I was reading some things, doing some research for the episode, and as always consulted Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that some of the helpful Wikipedia editors have already changed the intro for Bill.
Okay, yeah. So Scott, why don't you read away the Wikipedia excerpt that was just updated for William Henry Cosby Jr.
Yeah, it's okay. This is the new Wikipedia entry. William Henry Cosby Jr., born July 12th, 1937, is an American former stand-up comedian, actor, musician, author, and convicted sex offender.
Oh God! So yeah, so what we just heard, of course, was it was from an excerpt from I believe was it 1987 Cosby episode of The Cosby Show, where Bill Cosby is bragging about his special barbecue sauce that makes people, what is it, Huggy Buggy?
Yeah, it was a Huggy Buggy. I'm trying to remember the word that he was using.
Yes. Huggy Buggy. So the premise of this episode of Comedy History 101 is throughout Bill Cosby's career, there have been these unvery subtle clues. So subtle or not subtle is what I'm trying to say of what exactly went down, you know, throughout his career, which was, putting things into women's drinks and all that. Which brings us to, there's a Bill Cosby album. It was called It's True, It's True, which has the Spanish Fly routine. Have you heard the Spanish Fly? Oh, it's a 1969 comedy album. It's True, It's True.
I've heard bits of it. Heard bits of it, yeah. The Spanish Fly. Enjoys using the Spanish Fly on the ladies.
When I was 13, man, start talking about weird things. No, really. Stand on the corner. You know anything about Spanish Fly? What? Spanish Fly. It always happens when you're 13. Only when you're 13 on up to, like, when you get married. Guys stand around and talk about Spanish Fly, and it never starts with one of the guys on the corner. It's always some strange 13-year-old that says, you know what? You know anything about Spanish Fly? No, tell me about it. Well, there's this girl, Crazy Mary. She puts some in her drink, man. She... Yeah, Spanish. Oh, yeah, that's really groovy, man. Spanish fly is groovy, yeah, boy. From then on, man, anytime you see a girl, what's your ass on a Spanish fly, boy? Go to a party, see five girls standing alone. Boy, I've had a whole jug of Spanish fly. Light that corner up over there.
So that is, again, for the 1969 comedy album, It's True, It's True. Bill Cosby making a comedy routine about putting things in women's drinks that renders them helpless to having sex.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking we should, like, that could be, like, another episode. That's a whole another episode. That's another episode what? Down the road where we could, like, talk about how, like, comedians who pepper their material with things they are later indicted or...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Louis C.K. has this whole masturbation in public sort of a bit. Yeah. So, but don't sue us. We're not saying Louis C.K.'s raping.
Yeah, we're not saying that. We're not saying that happened.
So don't Louis C.K.'s lawyers don't come after us, but, well, he did sort of masturbate in front of people.
They
and it was sort of in his... But
we could spin that. We could spin that PR, dude.
And in that album, his dream comes true that he gets to go to Spain so he can go and put things in women's drinks over there. Oh.
Well, I mean, I guess the implication is that Spanish fly is easier to get in Spain.
Oh, right. Yeah, because it's Spain.
I guess, because it's Spain. Yeah.
Yeah, so going on that whole Spanish fly bit, and again, this episode is all about the clues which were, you know, in early Bill Cosby TV appearances and on comedy albums. This is a 1991 interview that Bill Cosby had with Larry King, where he also talks about Spanish fly. Have you heard this?
Spanish fly was the thing that all boys... from age 11 on up to death, we will still be searching for Spanish fly.
That's right.
And what was the old story was, if you took a little drop, no, it was on the head of a
pin. That's right.
And
drop
you put
it in
a drink.
Coca-Cola. Don't matter.
It doesn't make it. And the girl would drink it, and
she's yours.
Hello, America.
Oh.
I want to
Did he say Coca-Cola or Pepsi? The product he used to pitch. No, it's creepy besides the foreshadowing in that is how drawn into the story Larry King is on that clip.
Yeah, let's not even go in there, man, with the Jell-O pudding pops and all that.
Yeah, but God, so there it is. Like something but just that interaction between him and Larry King on that interview clip.
Yeah, he was oddly, like, interested in Spanish fly for a long time, it seems like. Bill Cosby was.
Yeah, but the way they just joked about it in that clip, again, it goes back to, say, Kavanaugh, where it's just like, we were just crazy high school kids, you know, roughhousing around, you know. It seems like that sort of boys club where, ha ha ha, we all did that, it's acceptable. And,
yeah, it's okay, but not anymore, dude.
Yeah, and that actually came back to haunt him during the court proceedings. So Bill Cosby's lawyer had to just say that, you know, he was just joking, that Spanish fly is not a date rape drug. That's what his lawyers insisted.
Yeah, like along the lines when they had to, when Alex Jones, his lawyer, had to, he told him it was just an act. He was just doing an act.
He's doing a character, like Alex Jones.
Yeah,
like
doing a character.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I mean, that the whole thing, that's all interesting. I mean, like, I hadn't really super been following it really close. I mean, the whole thing about, like, I didn't know about the Hannibal Buress thing. Burgess, sorry, yeah. And then, sorry, how that had, like, it kind of gone viral. The thing that I was reading, apparently he'd been telling that joke for a while, and then in 2014 it started going viral for some reason.
Yeah, because the footage you see on YouTube, it looks like it was shot off of a cell phone camera.
Dude's image, for the most part, is fucking public Teflon image. I've done this bit on stage, and people don't believe, people think I'm making it up. I'm like, Bill Cosby, there's a lot of rape allegations. No, you do. No. They call me Captain Kick-em-out. No. That shit is upsetting. If you didn't know about it, trust me, you leave here Google Bill Cosby rape. It's not funny. That shit has more results than Hannibal Burris.
All right. So this whole episode is just getting me downed.
Yeah, no, well,
no, this is followed by the day of watching the Kavanaugh hearings. So yeah, this is like a day of just horrible men.
but here's the other thing, because I remember watching Cosby Show, and then like you always make a point about putting his doctorate, you know, when he had the credits, you know, in the show. So, but I kind of went out and I read when I was reading that Wikipedia article right. about it. It's just like, so he didn't get his
yeah, it's an honorary degree he got for giving a speech.
Yeah, but he did have a real doctorate, but part of the requirement of his doctorate that he fulfilled was like how to use the TV show The Cosby Kids to help teach in school. Mm-hmm. That was like part of his like that what he used to fulfill the requirement to get the doctorate. And it's just like, okay, hold on, it's not quite the same thing as you know. Wasn't like you know it's not like a doctor. I think we need to have a thing between like medical school doctors and other doctors. I think there needs to be a different doctor level.
Yeah, but couldn't you just get a doctor like title from one of those like internet colleges that aren't legit?
Yeah, well, you can get one of those from anywhere. Yeah, but like this is like you're trying to be. It's like people who get doctorates in like theology. And it's just like okay, yeah, but you're getting a doctorate in something that's kind of made up.
Oh, yeah, totally made up. And I forgot it was like a comedian in New York who's done my storytelling shows. He had a story about that where he was made a cameo on The Cosby Show, this friend of mine. And he said on set, like, he would make everyone call him doctor. You had to refer to him as Dr. Cosby.
Yeah, see, that's kind of the thing where it's yeah. like, dude, that's not like, yeah, especially when your doctorate involves you talking about hey, Rudy, you late for class, no school in summertime.
Yeah, pull those pants up.
Wonder, you know, the green hole, the black hole, you know, like that was part of your, yeah, you're writing your doctorate with your fucking own Saturday morning cartoon, dude, not quite the same.
Yeah, so anyways, this clip of Hannibal Burris, that's what cracked it all open in what year was it? Was it 2014?
I think it was 14, yeah, but why did that? Because he did that set in Philadelphia from what I remember, because I remember seeing...
Which is Cosby's hometown.
Yeah, yeah, that was, I guess it's maybe, what like, why did that... I guess I'm curious, I don't know why. Why did that make a difference for him doing that bit?
I think it was just like because the video went. It was largely because the video went viral. Okay. So it's just one of those viral video type stories. So, that video went viral, and then even this week, like Hannibal still gets mentioned in the news stories as being the guy that took down Cosby. Like I was just listening to an NPR radio show, and it said things kicked off after a Hannibal Burris bit. So Hannibal gets credited for that. And then in an interview, Hannibal actually said, it's like, I'm not responsible. Bill Cosby's responsible for this.
Yeah, I mean, that was a gist of the Chris Rock. But I think the Chris Rock, even that interview was a couple years old.
What was that? And
Chris Rock's, it was him getting interviewed in some radio show. But Chris Rock's point was that, like, Hannibal was just kind of dissing Bill Cosby in his hometown like you would. Like Chris Rock's example was like him, Chris Rock going to Atlanta and doing a show and he'll make a joke about Little John, you know, because he knows Little John.
Oh, like kind of like a roast send-up in a way?
Yeah, it's like a diss, you know. It's just like you know, or you go somewhere else, you know somebody famous from that town, so you go up on stage.
I get it. Like, also, yeah. So you just be in that part of the country and you're thing would be to tackle the not the sacred icons or just the local heroes, so to speak.
Yeah, the way Chris Rock was putting it was also he was like, yeah. So it's not like you're sleepwalking through the show, like you know you're okay. I'm in this town.
Yeah,
this is your you know a guy who's big in your place, and so I'll you know give him a diss or whatever.
Oh, so that was the only time he did that bit?
I don't no. Hannibal had done that before apparently.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so he'd done that before, and just for some reason, it just kind of super picked up there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's basically, yeah, the video went viral, and that's when we started just hearing more about Dr. Cosby. Which brings us to a clip from, this is from 1971. It's from a PBS affiliate in Los Angeles. It's called Bill Cosby on Prejudice, which, like we said, it was on a PBS station in Los Angeles where Bill Cosby kind of plays all these sort of bigoted sort of characters, kind of in a like a performance art piece.
Now, as I say, before we play, I just want to like also just, you know, as a kind of a archival filmmaker myself, mm-hmm. you know, I've stumbled across this a few years ago, and it is, if you haven't seen it, you can find it on YouTube, and it's kind of odd. It's very, it's just Bill Cosby sitting on, and he has the weirdest makeup on. It's, he's got this like weird like gold things around his eyes or something. How do you describe
it? Yeah, I think it's just makeup, and then that interacts with the lighting, and then so whatever, yeah. Like he's talking about Puerto Ricans or Italians, so I guess they're trying to make him look like that ethnicity.
There's a lot of bad video effects on, so yeah. Well, you play the clip, but I guess if you can find the video, just do a search for Bill Cosby.
I got a better idea, Scott. Why don't they go to our site, Words Over Chair or Comedy History 101, uh-huh. and we will put a post of the video on our site. So that's how they can find it.
Yeah, it'll be right there.
Yeah. And, yeah, and while they're there, they can check out all the past archived episodes of Comedy History 101.
Wow,
and subscribe.
That is convenient. Yeah. And leave a comment while you're there on the YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. All right, go ahead. So just to set this up, there's with as we're listening to this with modern ears of, you know, what has happened through the decades about Bill Cosby. So there's one part, it doesn't really sit well that Bill Cosby talks about his opinion on women.
We need to get rid of women too. Now that is all right for a while. But lately, I've been reading what they're saying, and I don't need them. I don't need no woman to have me washing dishes or watching the baby, things of that nature. No, indeed, not me. Now, if a woman wants to be like that, let her go on off. I don't care. I couldn't care less. I mean, if they want to prove something to me, let one of them knock me out. They can't do it. They know they're not as strong as we are. What is it that they want? So they need to take them. Them that don't want to have babies, them that feel embarrassed because man wants to take them out and say, them that says that they're not pieces of flesh. No, they're not pieces of flesh, but if I want to take one out, I'm going to take her out. I buy the dinner. She didn't pay for it. I expect something in return. I'd give them whatever they want, but I ain't going to give them all that. Need to put them aside, all them crazy women.
So, Scott, what are some good, what are some very memorable takeaway lines from that last piece we just heard? what really kind of makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up with modern context of his monologue on women?
Good for having babies.
No, he pays the dinner. He expects something in return.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that, of course, that goes without saying.
And how he wants to knock them out?
it was a little muffled at this end, but, you know, I get what you're saying.
So what is the word for irony when it's not fun irony? Because that's
reality.
Yeah, that's what this video is. It's because it's like, oh, that's very ironic that he would be saying that. And in 2018, we learned he did just that. He did knock out women. He did expect something in return.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know, it's always just weird, it's weirder when it's like these guys who are like kind of, as the pillars of community, you know, and then it winds up like, over here in the UK, it's the same thing when they had the whole Jimmy Savile thing, and that was just, you know.
Yeah.
That just kept getting more and more horrible. Even after
For our American listeners, and just because this episode's a complete downer, just give them a brief summary of who Jimmy Savile is.
We can go. Oh, so Jimmy Savile was a TV presenter. He was host of the popular show Top of the Pops, and also he did kids' TV shows. He was also a big supporter of children's hospitals, but it turns out while he was at these hospitals, he was going in and molesting children. He was using that as a kind of a cover to go in and have his way with his little steeds, his little the people who he was supposed to be watching out for. So it was a little horrible, more than a little horrible.
Yeah, and we thought we'd throw that tidbit in here just so if it wasn't dark and depressing enough, we thought we would just add one more little dark and depressing layer on top of this episode of Comedy History 101. I know this isn't really the Meatballs 4 episode, is it?
No, dude, we're really gonna have to do Pryor's Place after this
one. yeah, to cleanse the palate on this horrible incident. And again, I think what we're the synopsis of what we're trying to get at, and again, it's like what you're saying about Jimmy Savile and what we say about like Louis C.K. is that peppered through these people that get caught doing horrible things that sometimes in their art it's all there. It's like, do you think like he like the did do you know if he got a writing credit on that episode of The Cosby Show?
Which one? Jimmy Savile?
No, Jimmy Savile. Yeah, no, Louis C.K. No, the one, the barbecue sauce episode. Did Cosby write that episode?
I don't know. It'd be interesting to go in. But, like, you don't know because it probably, if they had a big table.
He's probably executive producer of the show. I should know that. Yeah, I shouldn't know that. But I think you have last say on the script.
Right, yeah. Like, he could have gone in there and added that or what have you, yeah.
Yeah, so here, like, okay, so 1969 was the first, that Spanish fly routine where he's just making light of, putting things in women's drinks. We have this one, 1971, mm-hmm. where he's talking about, knocking women out and, paying for the dinner, so he expects something in return. The Cosby episode, what was the date on that? I think it was like 1987. So in 87, you had about his secret barbecue sauce that he puts on the nightstand. And 1991, you have him on Larry King, making jokes about, Spanish fly and how fun that is to, put that in a Coca-Cola can.
The only thing I was going to say is that I think that was like one of those things that was funny because everybody kind of knew about, everybody heard Spanish fly rumors when you were growing up. Like if you're from the 70s or the 80s, you heard them. So in the 60s and the 50s, I'm sure it was the same, but it was just, it's not really that funny. Like even the bit that he tells, it's just that, oh, we knew about something called Spanish fly. Mm-hmm. It's just not that funny. It's odd. He's making a reference to something, and people are laughing at it because nobody else is talking about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's like an urban legend, but maybe.
Yeah, it was totally. Yeah, it was like an urban legend, and then he's talking about an urban legend on stage, and it's funny. Before the internet and social media. I mean, people have a hard time kind of remembering before social media or the internet where you could there's a rumor, you can go check it out.
Right.
Before that, there was nowhere you could check that stuff out.
How about this as a theory?
Encyclopedia.
Yeah. How about this as a theory that Cosby was searching for Spanish fly and he found it because he's been searching for it because he liked the whole premise of it. And he found out that it's actually just an urban legend and it doesn't work. So he got a better idea that Quaaludes were better than Spanish fly.
I like that. I like where you're going with that. Yeah.
Not. Yeah, I mean, you like it as a conspiracy theory, not like it as a means.
No. I'm liking it as like the conspiracy, like the second Kavanaugh. It's like the second. I don't endorse.
Oh my god, dude! Anything. Don't even get me started on the second Kavanaugh.
The grassy knoll Kavanaugh. Dude.
They saw Kavanaugh in the grassy knoll grinding his genitals on somebody.
It turned out to be in the description.
What's that?
In the show description, we're gonna be the first of the SEO on that. The grassy Kavanaugh on the grassy knoll.
The second Kavanaugh.
The second Kavanaugh.
Yeah. And I guess we'll talk about that on our other podcast, This is the President, which is we dive more into politics on that. But I think for this episode, let's just stick to one rapist and not the political, the current one.
We don't want to get into it. Nope, not that he's a rapist, dude. We're just
accused. Don't sue us. He's a judge, and you can sue us. We mean alleged rapist.
Yeah, alleged. All you have to do is put that in there.
Yeah. You're covered that way. And also, not to go on all Kavanaugh thing, it's just like, so a guy accused of being a blackout drunk, when questioned, a large amount of time uses the excuse in statement, I don't recall that happening.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you were blacked out drunk. Because that's what everyone says.
Yeah, like the party.
Yeah. So, anyways, is there a happy ending to this, or justified ending to this?
Don't try to put a happy.
Yeah, ending. Cosby is in jail for 3 to 10 years. I don't. Do you think he'll get out in 3 years? Good behavior.
Nah, he'll get out in a year, dude. He'll go in there as a little show, and then he'll get out.
You think that's the case?
I think so. I think when things die down, he'll get out. He's not going into federal prison. He's going to Philadelphia prison, the state prison.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure he's getting some sort of preferential treatment. Yeah,
he'll get some kind of deal, and he'll get special thing because he's a big dude and he's not going to get raped in the shower.
Well, that didn't work for OJ.
What?
Going to a special jail.
He got raped in the shower?
I think he got beaten up by white supremacists in jail, OJ. Oh, okay. But he didn't get a preferential treatment.
Yeah, well, he didn't. He wasn't federal either. Like, if you go to federal, then you're okay,
mm-hmm.
theoretically, for prison stuff. But I think because he was, he just went to Nevada jail, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Bill Cosby will get beaten up. Actually, probably will, because they probably he'll probably will get beat up.
Well, he's the guy that tells, young African Americans to pull up their pants.
Yeah, that's right.
So now he's in jail. Oh, right. It's like,
oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Well, I just think if you're famous, you're a target because you go, I'm the guy who took out the famous guy.
I'm the guy, yep. Yeah, the Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It's been a long day of watching Kavanaugh hearings and now diving deep cut into Bill Cosby's horrific telling of what would happen that's laid out.
Brought in a guy who kept people's heads in his refrigerator. That's just quit. Well, we're not even.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with a journalist who covered Jeffrey Dahmer. And he would have cut off body parts and have sex with them.
Oh, yeah.
God. But I guess
should we talk about the Holocaust before we're done?
Anyways, 9/11. let's end on a lighter note. We got to like our friends at the New York Post and the New York Daily News. They always are good for the pun-filled headlines. I believe the New York Daily News had Cosby in cuffs, and it said Cuff Huxtable.
Okay,
pretty good one. And the Post or the Daily News, I get them mixed up. And the other one had same picture of Cosby in cuffs, and it said J-Lo. spelled like J-Lo.
Well, there would have been more if they would have said J-Lo put in pot. Yeah, it needed a little something more.
I don't know. I laughed. I was at my corner bodega, and I saw that, and it was like, all right, good on them. But it also just led me to believe it was like, they must have communication between the two papers because, there's such a chance they would come out with the same pun. And if both papers had same pun with the same photo. So
I actually forgot. You're right. Yeah, because I forgot he actually was. He did the Jell-O, too. All I remember is the Puddin' Pops.
Yeah, Jell-O pudding.
He did the Jell-O. Yeah, that was his thing. But he also did, the normal Jell-O.
Yeah.
Yeah, Okay, that's coming back to me now.
So we'll put those photos on our site, Comedy History 101, where, again, you can subscribe or comment. Please comment, and we'll read your comments. And with that, I think, all right, now I'm kind of just feeling shitty about humanity. I think it's time to plug away. Scott, anything to plug?
Yeah, hey, Harmon. I got a couple of films coming out, which is very exciting. So I've got a film showing at the Hilava Documentary Film Festival. Keeping it on a light note, is an experimental documentary about the East German secret police, the Stasi. So that's in the light note of this episode. So that'll be showing at the end of October. And then I have another film called Everything You Wanted to Know About Sudden Birth But Were Afraid to Ask. It'll be world premiering at the Winterthur Film Festival in Switzerland. And that one's funny. That one actually is funny. And of course, as always, you can join me and Harmon on our other podcast, This is the President, where we talk about all things presidential tapes, presidential phone calls. And this week, yes, of course, we'll talk to you about the Kavanaugh hearings aplenty.
There you go. And for me, next Thursday night at the People's Improv Theater, I have my regular monthly show, Video Tale, which is storytelling with video. That's 7 o'clock at the Pit Loft, actually, the Pitt's Other Theater in New York. And November 2nd through 4th, I'll be producing a 3-day storytelling festival at the Pitt's location in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. It'll be 3 days of the best comedy storytelling that you could see at that theater on those dates. So with that, thanks a lot for tuning in, and bye-bye.
See you, everyone.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Comedy History 101.